It's Dickerson and Hood on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Eventful couple of days around Major League Baseball as teams are reacting to the circus that was the Astros press conference on Thursday, and subsequently, their players continue to show no remorse whatsoever, complete arrogance. Cubs camp was of particular interest today, Jonathan, where Chris Bryant went to the podium and took a lot of questions about his future in Chicago, but also touched on the Astros scandal.
You know, I personally think it's worse than steroids. I really do. I mean, it's steroids. You still have to compete and hit the ball. You know it's coming. I mean, off of these pitchers, like guys throwing, you know, upper 90s with really good curveballs and sliders, and you can totally formulate a unbelievable game plan based on certain things if you know what they're coming.
ESPN's Jesse Rogers is in Arizona covering Cubs camp. He joins us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line, brought to you by Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. I mean, Jesse, it just seems like no one in Major League Baseball, especially in the Cubs clubhouse, is believing anything the Astros have had to say whatsoever.
No, I think you're right about that. And I think the apologies really set some players off. Bryant, one of them. And Bryant was probably the most outspoken. Remember, the Cubs don't have a lot of ties to this scandal, right? They played Houston last year, and a guy like John Lester did get rocked, and he kind of kept his feelings to himself yesterday when he spoke with reporters. But other than playing them for three games yesterday, in the last few years with this scandal emerging, the Cubs really didn't have any emotional ties to this thing. And that's kind of why I liked what Bryant had to say. It's different than when the Dodgers speak about it or some other teams that got beat by the Astros. This was Chris Bryant kind of like detached from it, you know, from a thousand miles away, just sort of stating what he felt. And the same sort of things that we feel, I think, after watching that non-apology. He used the word genuineness and sincerity. In other words, there was none of either of those things. And just the cheating scandal itself, he joked that when he plays golf with his dad, he doesn't even feel right about taking a one-foot gimme putt. Now, maybe that's a kind of a choir boy talking, Chris Bryant. He's a guy that doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, doesn't do any of those things. So maybe he's on one end of the spectrum. But I think we all sort of agree with this sentiment. The scandal's bad, and the apology tour has kind of been bad as well. That's just not me or you talking. There's a lot of the players around Major League Baseball. Bryant, the most outspoken of the Cub players.
Jesse, also in the press conference, you heard from Chris Bryant talking about his future, saying that he wants to remain a Chicago Cub and talking about money that he did not turn down, as he said. What stood out most about his press conference regarding him wanting to stay with the Cubs?
Yeah, this was an interesting press conference. Okay, he arrived at camp today. Players have to report position players by tomorrow. He arrives at camp today, and immediately, we're talking 8 a.m. local time, he wants to do a press conference. And I think the reason is he wanted to grab back the narrative that's been out there, that he turned down this mega deal a couple years ago. Untrue. On the record, he said, no $200 million plus deal was offered to me. I never turned anything like that down. He wanted to grab back the narrative about trade rumors and all these things. And, you know, the idea that he doesn't want to stay in Chicago. I mean, there's a little bit of a disconnect here. No one, I don't think, is reporting that Chris Bryant wants to leave. The question is, what kind of a contract would the Cubs offer and what kind of a contract would he accept? Right now, there's no conversations on either end of it. So I don't think there's any doubt that he wants to stay. Who doesn't want to play for the Chicago Cubs these days? It's a great city to play, great organization, great city to play in. But would he accept some sort of hometown discount or even less than that, let's say? And the answer is probably not. And the evidence is because look what the guy just did with that service time grievance. He went to the mat to prove a point that the system is broken in that respect. Who's his agent? Scott Boras. The fact that he lost the grievance means he's losing that extra year of salary he would have gotten through free agency after the 2020 season instead of 2021. So my point is, all the evidence points to a guy that pretty much is going to want some sort of a max deal, whatever that deal means. Doesn't mean more than Rendon or Arenado necessarily. It just means whatever that max deal is for him as he approaches free agency, he's going to want. That's what I believe. So are the Cubs willing to offer that at this point? It doesn't sound like it. They've got some bit major choices to make, and it sounds like Baez would be the first guy that's probably going to sign an extension. which means Bryant could be a guy on the trade block, just like some other names. So that's where we stand with that whole thing. They're not on the verge of signing him, so that's why he's on the trade market. But I think he's understood in the last 12 months the business side of things. And he was a guy that was real comfortable in his own skin today in talking about his situation.
ESPN's Jesse Rogers with us on Dickerson and Hood on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Jesse, we talked about the topic of retaliation. I know you were working on that today as well in the Cubs clubhouse, listening to what some of the players had to say. What do you think some of these pitchers are going to do to some of these Astros hitters? And what can Major League Baseball, do you think they will step in and sort of proactively say, if you hit an Astro in the head, you're out for 5 or 10 games? I mean, what can Rob Manfred do here to kind of calm this down? Even because the Astros, Jesse, are doing themselves no favors by still saying dumb stuff every single day to make these pitchers feel any better on the other teams.
Okay, I wish I could give you some great answer, but we are literally talking about uncharted territory here. And here's the deal. Rob Manfred will speak in Florida tomorrow, then here in Arizona on Tuesday, state of the state address sort of thing. He does it every spring, both in the Grapefruit League and the Cactus League. And you better believe in both places he's going to get that exact question. I don't think there's going to be any sort of set of rules, like if you hit a batter, you're out for 5 games. But certainly I think they will start the season in some sort of warning condition, right? That warnings will be sent around. And from there, it's up to the pitchers what they want to do. I imagine early in the season, and certainly when the Astros play some teams that this is, the Yankees, some teams that this is affected on a major level, I think you'll see more of that sort of stuff. But those sort of premeditated things, we've never been in a situation like this where basically 29 other teams hate everybody on one team. And let's not forget, not everybody on the Astros today was on the team last year, or certainly in 17. So you're going to throw inside to some new guy there. All this is in play. And I think these are questions for the commissioner starting tomorrow. He's got some tough, tough questions to answer, because it's not just us in the media asking him. It's players on these other 29 teams asking, starting with, why didn't you punish these players? That's something Chris Bryant, without hesitation, said today. Of course the players should be punished. In fact, you said a $5 million fine, you sell that much in beer. It means nothing to an organization. It's good stuff from Chris today.
Jesse, I need to talk to Commissioner Rogers. Is he around?
He's always around. I mean, I got hot takes for the game, no doubt.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, let's hear from Commissioner Rogers here. Commissioner, I'd like to ask you, based on what Commissioner Manfred and Major League Baseball did to the Astros, and because of how strident the Astros have been, Jesse, it's just these sound bites come from Correa and others as if nothing really happened, like everyone else is crazy and they were in the right. Do you believe that baseball did enough to the Astros?
I was one of those things when it came down, I thought they did, except, of course, the punishment to the players. If you are in favor of punishment to the players, you have to go to the next question. How does that get meted out? How do you enforce that? Who gets what? How many games? If they're not on the Astros anymore, what happens in that respect? There's so many questions after you say, I'm going to punish these players. Not to say they shouldn't have been answered. They did all that investigating to find out what happened. They probably could have figured out who did what when. We know what Beltran's role was. We know what Cora's role was. So I did at first believe they did enough. I mean, they fired the man. They ended up firing, not that baseball did, but it cost three managers their job. It cost the GM their job. 2-year-long suspensions. I thought they did a pretty good job. Could they have increased the fine? You wish, but by rule, it's a $5 million max fine in situations like this. Maybe there was draft pick penalties to be had. So I thought they did within the rules. The player thing is a tricky situation. I will say this. Their PR people down there have been a disaster. Press conference was a disaster. Chris Bryant spoke more from the heart today about trade rumors than those two guys did the other day about the biggest scandal since the Black Sox. So the PR department there, in my opinion, should be gone. I mean, starts with that assistant GM situation, obviously, that has nothing to do with this scandal. That was a whole other scandal in the World Series. So I think they've handled it terribly, but I'm not sure what more baseball could do unless they were going to go over that line and say, we are punishing players. this is how we're going to do it.
Thank you, Jesse, as always. Thanks for giving us some time. Keep up the great work. We'll keep reading your stuff on ESPN.com.
All right, you guys are the best, no matter what they say. Take care.
Yeah, well, we don't listen to those people. We're like the Astros. We make our own narrative. It's Jesse Rogers on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line.
Interesting thoughts, Jeff, from Jesse.
I think the wild card in all of this is that no one at least anticipated that the Astros and their owner would publicly say the things they've said since this happened. I think that's the wild card. Yeah, if they would have really been sorry, if they wouldn't have said all these things, then you look at it objectively and you're like, all right, well, you know, Ludenow got fired, Hinch got fired, they're always going to be tainted. Maybe that is enough, Jonathan. But the way that they've handled it, I think, is what makes people say much more should have been done to this team. They're bringing this upon themselves.
Well, I've always believed that teams should have a black hat. Somebody should wear the black hat in a sport, whether it is someone in the NBA, whether it's in the National Football League, and Major League Baseball for sure. The Astros wear the black hat. For years, it's like you always point at the Red Sox and the Yankees just because of the money they spend and their success. But if there was a reason to dislike a team for what they have done here by cheating their way to wins and winning a World Series, and then on top of that, pretending like it didn't happen, like everyone else is crazy and being arrogant about it, that team can wear a black hat. And I think it's fine. It's good for the sport. Someone's got to wear the black hat. Why not the Astros?